Hello, this is Bani and welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, August 27 and coming up in today's episode. BJP's big challenge to MK Stalin over Bihar visit. Landslide on Vaishno Devi route causes at least 32 deaths. Man files complaint against actor Vijay after alleged manhandling, and punitive tariffs kick in while Trump doubles down on taking credit for India-Pakistan de-escalation. In a horrifying incident, at least 32 people were killed and 20 were injured after heavy rains triggered a massive landslide near the Vaishno Devi Shrine in Katra in Jammu and Kashmir's Riasi district on Tuesday, sources said on Wednesday. The pilgrimage to the shrine was suspended when the mountainside literally gave way and stones, boulders and rocks came hurtling down around 3 p.m. on Tuesday. The landslide struck at some point about halfway along the winding 12-kilometer trek from Katra to Shrine. Quote, the loss of lives due to a landslide on the route of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Temple is saddening. My thoughts are with the bereaved families. May the injured recover at the earliest. The administration is assisting all those affected. My prayers for everyone's safety and well-being. Unquote, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said on X. There are two routes up to the shrine where, while the yatra was initially suspended on the Hemkoti trek route on Tuesday morning, it was going on the old route till 1:30 p.m. when the authorities decided to suspend it till further orders. Incessant heavy rains in Jammu and Kashmir and other parts of North India, including Punjab and Himachal Pradesh, has triggered flash floods in several areas, prompting officials to evacuate thousands of people from low-lying areas. According to PTI, a flash flood washed away 10 residential houses and a bridge in the remote Margi area of Kishtwar district in Jammu and Kashmir, where there were no immediate reports of any casualties. More than 12 paramilitary personnel are also feared trapped in the flooded Lakhanpur village in Kathua district, and efforts are on to shift them to safety, officials said. Over 3,500 residents in Jammu have been evacuated to safety so far. Heavy rains were also recorded in the Kashmir Valley overnight, where the main Jhelum River has crossed the flood alert mark of 21 feet at Sangam in Anantnag district, and was just 2 feet below the flood alert mark of 18 feet downstream at Ram Munshi Bagh in Srinagar on Wednesday morning. India has issued fresh alerts to Pakistan about the high probability of flooding in the Tawi River, as the incessant rainfall forced the release of excess water from major dams, the sources said. The alerts, routed to Islamabad through the Ministry of External Affairs, were issued on humanitarian grounds, the sources said. The Tawi River originates in the Himalayas and passes through the Jammu division before joining the Chenab in Pakistan. The first alert was issued on Monday. Officials said severe damage has been reported to public infrastructure, including quays, several bridges, houses and commercial establishments due to overflowing of water bodies in flash floods across the Union Territory. A political storm has erupted over Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin's visit to Bihar, where elections are due this year end, with the BJP raking up the controversy over anti-Bihar and anti-Sanatana remarks by DMK leaders in the past. The BJP has also dared Mr. Stalin, who heads the DMK, to repeat his son Udayanidhi's comments on the Sanatana Dharma and his colleague Dayanidhi Maran's remarks on Biharis if he has the guts. The online offensive by the BJP state spokesperson in Tamil Nadu, Narayanan Tirupati, follows Mr. Stalin's visit to Bihar to join the Voter Adhikar Yatra by Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi to mobilize enough support and display the opposition's strength. Quote, I challenge Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, who is going to Bihar, if you have the courage, can you speak there about your son Udayanidhi's statement that Sanatana Dharma must be destroyed? Furthermore, can you boldly repeat the statements made by your relative and DMK MP Dayanidhi Maran that Biharis clean toilets in Tamil Nadu? Mr. Tirupati said in an online post. Quote, aren't you the one who stands tall with principles? Aren't you the lion of Dravidian model of self-respect? Let's hear you say it. Unquote. He further taunted the DMK leader, who has been a prominent figure in the India bloc. K. Annamalai, former state BJP chief and one of the most prominent party leaders in the southern state, echoed his colleague's views and hoped that Mr. Stalin would repeat the uncouth remarks in Bihar. Mr. Tirupati, in a separate message for Mr. Stalin, flayed his Bihar visit as laughable and aimed at seeking votes from the same Biharis whom they have been abusing. Quote, your DMK people have been abusing the Biharis as illiterates, panipuri sellers, toilet cleaners in Tamil Nadu. You have insulted Biharis and now you're going to Bihar? How dare you? First you apologize to Bihar for abusing them, unquote, he said. The BJP spokesperson also branded Mr. Stalin as anti-Bihar and said, you are going there for votes. Isn't it shameful? The JDU too has slammed Mr. Stalin's Bihar visit. JDU leader Abhishek Jha said, and I quote, Rahulji has called Stalin Sahab in Bihar, who has made vulgar comments on Hindu mythology. He also called Revant Reddy, who had raised questions on the DNA of Biharis. How can Tejaswi Yadav expect that people of Bihar will support him when he is accompanied by such people with such thoughts? Unquote. The DMK and the BJP had been at loggerheads over several issues over the past years, among which MP Dayanidhi Maran and Minister Udhyanidhi Stalin's remarks were key flashpoints that restrained the centre-Tamil Nadu relations. In late 2023, an uproar had erupted over an apparently old video of Dayanidhi Maran, MP from Chennai Central Constituency. It purposely showed that Mr. Maran as saying the Hindu speakers from Bihar build houses and clean toilets in Tamil Nadu. It followed another controversy earlier this year over Udhyanidhi Stalin's Eradicate Sanatana Dharma remark. The minister, who now holds the sports department in his father's cabinet, had compared the Sanatana Dharma with diseases like dengue and malaria, inviting sharp criticism from BJP leaders. Following his massive political rally, a case has been filed against TVK chief and actor Vijay for manhandling an individual at a party event in Madurai. The complainant, Sarath Kumar, has alleged that he was manhandled by Vijay's bouncers when he tried to get a closer look at the actor. The incident occurred during Vijay's political rally in Madurai in the run-up to Tamil Nadu Assembly elections scheduled for 2026. In a video of the rally dated August 21 shared by the news agency ANI, TVK chief Vijay can be seen walking the ramp while lakhs of people stand on the side waving at the politician and cheering. At the start of the 7-minute long video, a man can be seen thrown off the ramp, which appears to be at least 7 feet high. As Vijay further walks onto the ramp, several followers jump onto the platform to greet the politician, but all of them are pushed away by the bouncers. The complainant has alleged that the bouncers surrounding Vijay manhandled him and tossed him away. He filed a complaint at the Perambalur police station on Tuesday. A case has been registered against Vijay and his bouncers under sections 189(2), 296(b) and 115(1) of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. This involves unlawful assembly and abetment of an offence punishable by death or life in imprisonment. At the party's executive meeting in Chennai last month, Vijay made his political stance clear. There will be no alliance with the Bharatiya Janata Party. Quote, TVK will never align with our policy enemies and divisive forces, unquote, the actor thundered, emphasizing what he has been saying for months now. Vijay has made his stance clear about the ruling DMK, which he claims is secretly owned by the BJP, and said there could be no deal with that party either. US President Donald Trump once again doubled down on his claims of playing a catalyst in the truce between India and Pakistan following the military conflict in May. The American president claimed he personally intervened between the two nuclear power neighbors and used trade and tariff threats to force Prime Minister Narendra Modi into agreeing to a ceasefire with Islamabad. Quote, "I am talking to a very, very terrific man, Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi. I said, what's going on with you and Pakistan? The hatred was tremendous," unquote, Trump said, recounting his supposed exchange with PM Modi. The bilateral ties between India and the US seem to have worsened significantly in the past weeks. A staggering 50% US tariffs took effect on many Indian products today, doubling an existing 25% duty as American President Donald Trump sought to punish New Delhi for buying Russian oil, escalating tensions between the world's two largest democracies and strategic partners. Trump has raised pressure on India over the energy purchases as part of the US campaign to end the conflict in Ukraine. He imposed a punitive 25% tariff due to India's purchase of Russian oil over prior 25% US duty on many products from India. This takes total duties as high as 50% for goods such as garments, gems and jewelry, footwear, sporting goods, furniture and chemicals, among the highest imposed by the US and on par with Brazil and China. But tariff exemptions remain for the sectors that could be hit separately, like pharmaceuticals and computer chips. As the punitive measures kick in, Trump took to his Truth Social platform and posted a picture of himself with an oil barrel. The image read, "America first and America is back." India has asserted its resilience to stand firm against US pressure, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi vowing he would never compromise the interests of the country's farmers. That's all for today. You are listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and news bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Bani, signing off.